This makes the third or fourth Sunday that I have dealt with faith. And we have learned, listen, we have learned that real, genuine faith is not just believing in God. The devils believe in God and tremble.
Sure.
Yeah.
I not only believe in Him, listen, but it means to trust Him, to obey Him, and to serve Him. It'll pay one of these days to serve God.
Yes.
It pays to live for Him and serve Him. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I'm looking for a payday. I've been in this thing for 49 and a half years. Right. And I've served the Lord. I've worked for Him. I've lived for Him. I thank God for the time that He saved my soul. He brought me out of sin.
Yes.
I was in a horrible pit, drugs and alcohol. I didn't want to live. Chester, I come back close to taking my own life. I felt like I had no friends in the world. Mom and Dad, I was the only child. Mom and Dad raised me in church and taught me about Jesus, taught me about a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And I was there many, many times, Shuffy, when the preacher would preach about Jesus, God so loving the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes. I was raised that way, raised in a Christian home. I had a praying mom and a praying dad. I'm glad for the seeds that they sowed inside of my heart.
Yes.
And I knew that they was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. My life spiraled and it went out of control. I was going down farther than I could ever realize. Didn't want to live, no suicide spirits when I get high on the drugs and the alcohol. No devil when I had the rock music playing inside of my car. No, it would blare the windows was shaking. And I was in my own little world taking the LSD, smoking the dope and drinking. And I'm telling you something, that devil seeks an avenue to get into your subconscious and into your mind. Listen, Jesus said, the thief, call him the devil a thief.
Right.
He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life.
All right.
And have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Under the influence of those drugs and everything, that old suicide spirit with the music of blaring, Brother Kevin, oh Lord, that old spirit would come in my car and said, nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, why don't you just speed up your car as fast as it'll go. He'd show me a bridge up my head. He'd show me a rock cliff and a curve to head. It was all I could do to reframe. My hands would even turn cold and clammy and sweaty. I came that close. I'd even grit my teeth, oh Lord. But you know what kept me was a mommy's prayers and a daddy's prayers. Oh Lord, you don't know the times the boys that pulled down in the driveway in a midnight blue Chevelle 396 motor in that thing and oversized headers in it when it would rock the windows. And I would get ready to go out on the town, Brother Kevin, and get all dressed up and everything. And I'd get to the door, and my mommy would stop me. And she said, honey, wait just a minute. Hey, Lord, she went in there and got her Bible, that big old white family Bible that was on the coffee table in the living room. And she got God's holy word. Can I tell you, you'll never make it to heaven without God's word. And without the commandments of God, and without the word of the living God, I tell you, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm telling you, how can you have faith to call upon God? Is the preacher a preaching that old time gospel and that good news of Jesus Christ, that it's not God's will that any perish, but all come to repentance? I'm telling you, Jesus has got life. How many can say today, I know that He'll forgive. I know that He cleanses.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, there's power in the blood of the Lamb. I don't care how deep in sin you might be. You might be like I ever. Oh, Lord, in a horrible pit. But I looked up, hallelujah, and I saw the Lamb of God. And I saw Jesus standing at the top of that pit. are reaching down to me. I'm telling you, you got to see your need before you ever know that you need God. And I realized I was a going down, Brother George, for the last time. I was a seeking and a going down in the ways of sin, in the ways of iniquity. And I realized I was lost and I did not want to go to hell. But whether you realize it or not here today, there is a literal burning hell with fire and brimstone. It's a place of outer darkness. It's a place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. I'm telling you the truth today. A lot of people don't believe it. They'll tell others to go to that awful place. Hallelujah. They magnify. Hallelujah. All of the death and the skeletons. Hallelujah. In October, it's the devil's month. But I've been telling you, God's got something better than that. God's got everlasting life. God's got love for you. And he don't want you to sink and go down into that awful place I call hell. Oh,
God. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
This thing's real.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah. Hey Lord, hey Lord, hey Lord, hey Lord, hey Lord. I'm going to tell you somewhere in your life, you're going to get an invitation.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God's going to speak to you.
That's right.
Somewhere in your life, God's going to put a bloody cross between you and hell.
Come on.
Right.
Sinners that have never known God and never tasted of the goodness and the salvation of God. Jesus has said, I've done all that I can do to keep him out of that awful place.
Yeah.
Somewhere, there's invitations that goes out. Come to church.
Yeah.
I invite you to come to church.
Yeah.
You'll get a witness maybe on the job, some Christian shining a light. You're going to run into a cross. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you run into that cross, there'll be a bleeding Savior on it.
Oh, yes.
Nail scars in his hands and nails driven in his hands. A crown of thorns upon his head. Spiked nails driven through his feet into the wood.
Yeah.
How much did he love me, preacher?
Yeah,
he loved me that much, that he did not want to lose me and let me go into that awful place called hell. I want to tell you this today, that hell was never made for a man, a woman, a boy, or a little girl. Raise your little hand. Raise your little hand.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
It was never made for man. Oh, hallelujah. It was made for the devil and his angels. Whether you realize it or not, the devil will bind you, and he'll fill you with sin, and he'll take you down. My mommy would stop me at the door. Oh Lord, and she would read God's holy word to me, and she would come up to me. She would wrap her arms around me and the boys out there in that old 396 Chevelle and the overhead cam rocking the windows. Mommy would wrap her arm around me and said, honey, hallelujah, your dad and I's done our best to teach you right from wrong and raise you in church to let you know that heaven is real and hell is real. And she kissed me on the cheek. She'd step back like that and put her finger in my face and say, your dad and I've done our best to teach you right from wrong. We can't go with you out in this world. Oh, to the sin that you're in. But God's got his almighty eye upon you. And God sees everything that you do. And you know if something happens to you, you'll go out of this life. And you'll end up like the rich man and lift up your eyes in torment in the flames of hell. And I tell you, you don't hear this kind of preaching anymore. It's out of date. Oh, Lord, it's love, love, love. And nobody goes to hell. But I telling you, except you repent of your sins and be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is real, and Jesus is a region. The nail prints in his hands are a region to you. You don't have to go down. I said you don't have to die lost. Hey, Lord, you don't have to let the devil destroy your life. Raise your little hand in the house today. Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. Hey, Lord, he's a reaching and he's a calling.
Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Yes,
praise God.
Holy Lord, Holy Lord. I don't normally preach like this.
Come on.
I'm supposed to get up here and teach on faith and works. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Have your way.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. By faith we are saved through grace.
Amen.
And that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God.
Yes.
Brother George, if I had the best gift I could ever have, and I'd come and it was worth more than this world, and if I would reach that gift to you, would you take it? If it was the best gift, if love was wrapped in it, would you take it? That's what Jesus is doing. Said, I come to give you the gift.
Amen.
Hallelujah, eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This thing is real.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Without faith, it is impossible, to please God.
Yes.
For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
How many can say, I know the blessings of God's real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I know it's real. Brother Jason, I feel him in the house. I believe in God, and I believe in his son. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Did you know? Oh, God, you would never have been saved had it not been for Jesus loving you and calling you.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
But after you're saved,
right,
what then? What then? What does God really require of me? Can you ask yourself and look inward today? What does God want out of me?
Come on, bro. Bless him, Lord.
What does he want and require out of me?
Yeah.
What's he really want?
What's he want?
He wants us to serve him and love him.
Right.
Yes.
After we're saved, what then?
What then?
Salvation is just the first step. And it's only the beginning. There's more, and a whole lot more.
Yes.
Did you know that if you truly have faith in God, your works will show it?
Yeah. Man.
If you really got Jesus in your heart, it'll show.
Right.
That's right. It'll show.
It'll show.
Come on now.
Yes.
Man.
You'll be happy.
Come on.
You'll have joy. And you'll have hope.
Come on. Hope.
Well, glory. The hospitals are full. The psychiatric wards are full. The prisons, the jails are full of people. The devil's messed them up.
Yeah.
Tripped them up. Lied to them.
Come on.
Found them with chains of sin. Chains of darkness.
Oh, God.
Jesus is saying, if you come to me, I'll break the chains asunder.
Yeah.
And I'll open up the prison door. And I'll let you walk out. I want you to know Jesus is your hope today. Jesus is the door to heaven today.
Come on.
I feel him in the house. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. How many can say, I want it. I want it. I want to know when my life here is over that I can go to heaven. Jesus is saying, I'm the door to the sheepfold. If you enter in by the door, you shall be saved. Raise your little head and say, Jesus, you are the door. You're the way to eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. No wonder people are popping the pills.
Come on.
No wonder they're shooting up with the drugs.
Yeah.
I used to do it, but I don't do it anymore. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I'm telling you, God can make you brand new. I said, God can give you a new outlook. Oh, life. He can cure, hallelujah, your bloodstream. He can dry it up. He can take the addiction for alcohol and drugs completely out of you. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. There's power in Jesus' name. There's power to save.
Power to save. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Power in that name.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus. What else might get a fresh hold of you today? If you've never touched him, you don't know what you've missed.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Oh. That's right.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Sissy, April. When I knelt on my knees at that altar in 1974, don't you ever let the devil tell you you can't live it.
That's right. That's right.
Come on.
Yes.
You can do it.
You can live for God.
Oh, Lord.
That's right.
When I went to that order in 1974, 49 and a half years ago, April the 28th, I bowed on my knees. Long hair, drugs. And I said, God, I said, I don't even know how to pray. And the tears was literally dropping off my cheek. I said, God,
hallelujah.
I need help.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I don't know how to pray. But if you'll help me, I want to make heaven my home. Honest to goodness, I can't describe to you what happened, but it was like an unseen power from the glory world.
Yeah.
A hand, a nail-scarred hand, reached out inside of my soul, inside of my heart, and he took the heavy weight and the sin and the burden of sin that I had, and he took it and he lifted it away. Oh, Lord, he took it away. When I asked him to help me, he helped me. When I realized I was lost and going down to hell, I said, oh, Lord, help me. I don't want to die without you. And I'm telling you, when that weight of sin lifted off of me, hey, Lord, I feel so brand new on the inside. I got up on my feet. I'm telling you, God was the misery. God was the sin. God was the addiction. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah. Jesus, you can take away the hurt and the pain. My Lord, people are suffering and in their mind, suffering mentally and suffering spiritually. And the devils are telling them there's no hope for you and you'll never make it. You can never be saved. You ain't good enough and you're unworthy. Oh, Lord, yes, you are worthy. Jesus went all the way to Calvary and died for you. I set you free. Give him a praise in the house. Jesus is real. Jesus is a good shepherd. Jesus is the way to heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah. Lord. Yeah.
Yes, Jesus.
That's my Jesus.
He's the way. He's the way. You don't have to go another minute. Not one more hour. And you'll not have to go one more day without knowing that somebody loves you. You'll never have to go another day carrying that load and that guilt and that burden. You can have it lifted today. Jesus can take it today.
Thank you, Lord.
How many knows he loves you?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you really know it? Yes, he does. He loves you with an everlasting love. Well, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Have your
yes,
way, blessed yes, God.
Lord. Oh, God.
Did you know that if you truly have faith in God, your works will show up? There'll be a difference in your life.
Yes.
The things I used to hate and shun and run from, I now love and want to get right there in the middle of it.
Praise God.
And the things that I used to love of this old world, I now shun it and despise it.
Amen.
There ain't nothing in this old world but lust and greed.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, and I don't want anything to do with it. Praise. Do you?
Come on.
Faith and works go hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
You cannot have one without the other and be blessed and prosper. You've got to do something with your life.
Yes.
You've got to do something.
Sure.
Bless him, Lord.
If I didn't know this thing was real, I wouldn't reach for it. I wouldn't praise him. I wouldn't love him. But I'm telling you, it's real.
Amen.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ain't it good that you can lay your head on your pillow with a night and don't have to worry? But if you never wake up, you know you got a better place to go. If I close my eyes here, if my heart stops here, Sister Alicia, and I collapse to the floor, I'm telling you, I got a mommy and a daddy waiting over on the other side. I'm telling you, I got a better place to go to. Hey, when this whole world is over, raise your little hand and say, there is a better place. There is a better way to live. And his name is Jesus. There's joy in him. And there's hope in him.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus. I think Brother Ronnie here was Thursday night. He's talking about, how many's ever seen those pictures hanging on people's walls in the house? And it shows Jesus there standing outside of this old door.
Sure.
It's a real old wooden door. Revelations talks about Jesus stand. Behold, I stand at the door knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. I will sup with him and him with me. That's a fellowship.
Yeah.
That is a communion. But have you ever really noticed the door? There's no knob
right
on the outside. There's no handle. There's no latch.
Right.
And therefore Jesus stands and he's calling today.
Calling
today. Man, I feel him.
Yes. Your way, Lord.
How many's ever had the Lord to speak to you?
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Send you a message.
Come on.
Has he ever knocked on your heart, Lord?
Come on.
Do you realize your need today? Do you really know that Jesus wants you to be saved?
Come on.
That's right.
If any man open the door, I will come into him.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God. Praise be to the Lord.
Come on.
He'll make a change.
Yes.
He'll make a change.
He'll make a change in you.
Yes. He'll do it.
You know, when Jesus comes inside, he writes your name down in heaven.
Right.
In that great big book of life.
Amen.
Won't it be nice when this old world is over with and we all stand before God and the books will be open and another book opened, which right. is the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. Yeah. Everybody that is saved and been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, their name is written and recorded in that book of life.
Yes.
Jesus will read from that book as I stand there, Brother George. When it comes my time to be judged, and I stand before him, he'll search the book to see if my name's there. And when he runs it down, he'll say, son, the blood's been applied. You receive me as your Savior.
Yes.
And you live and spent your life for me, enter thou in.
Enter thou.
To the joys of the Lord. Sling your little hand.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Enter thou in. Oh God, I feel him in the house. Can you imagine a place where there's no sin, no devil, no evil, no hate, no war, no strife, no sickness, no pain, no hurt, no wounds, no trouble, nothing, no tears? God said, behold, I make all things new, and I will wipe the tears from thine eyes. There'll be no death in that city. Ain't you glad for a better place to go to? Oh, praise be to the Lord. You're in the best place you can be right here on this side of eternity, is in the house of the Lord. It's the best place that you can be to hear the love of God and the good news of Jesus, that he wants you in heaven with him.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Titus 3:8. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly. How many's got your Bibles there?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Look at it again. Holy Ghost through Titus is a saying. This is a faithful saying. It's true. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, all the time, that they which have believed in God might be careful, to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men.
Yeah.
When you get saved, serve God. Work for him. Yeah. Look at verse 14. Right on down. Run your finger down there to 14. Titus closes out his letter by saying in verse 14, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Maintain. You must realize that in the early church in Titus's time, that there was great persecution and trouble coming against the church. And Titus, the Holy Ghost through him, was a saying, keep serving God. Keep a living for him and working for him. Maintain those good works. Look at verse 8 again. There's much more in this verse than really meets the eye. This is a faithful saying. Stay with me. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly. Be careful to maintain good works. Keep serving God.
Yes.
Look at the term faithful. Brother Jason, I didn't know this to look it all up.
Faithful.
This is a faithful saying. In other words, in Titus's day, in the early church, it was their custom to rally the church, to rally the people of God. It was a call when they came together. It was a call saying, let us keep going. Let us keep working. Do not let up. When the brothers and the sisters congregated together, Brother George, they would encourage each other to be careful to maintain good works. Yes, we're under the gun. Yes, we're under pressure. Yes, the enemy is a fighting. He's a seeking to discourage us. He wants to depress you and drag you down with problems and afflictions and trouble. But don't listen to him. Don't let him. Rally means to muster up for a common purpose, to arouse for action, to rouse up from weakness and depression, to come together again, to renew an effort, to join together for a good cause, to recover, to get back up, to rebound, to keep and maintain the fight within your heart. It's a summoning of strength and courage when you're under attack and you're being hit. It's a renew offensive. I'm not sitting down. I'm not setting back. I'm not running from the devil. I refuse to run and cower from my problems and my battles. It's time to arise. Like Titus said in this scripture to the saints, be careful, affirm constantly, keep believing in God, believe in his calling, and keep right on a working. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
He's a liar.
Glory to God. Bless him, Lord.
It's not vain to serve God. You might have your troubles. You might have your afflictions. My mommy told me, listen to this. Mommy had crippling arthritis. If she stood before you, one shoulder was 3 inches below the other one. The other one was up like this. She had severe stenosis of the spine. The discs were completely out of them. Her spine was twisted and it was crooked like this. She had a pone of arthritis on the side of her neck, was out like this right here. No amount of pain would help her. They had her on OxyContin. They had her on morphine. No amount of pain medicine could take her pain away.
That's right.
I've been there when she's laying on the couch and she tried to get in every position that she could to get that pain to go away. No relief.
God bless you.
Mommy told me, she said, honey, she said, I'd rather have my serpent suffering here than I would in eternity.
Amen.
I'd rather do all of my suffering here.
Yes.
And have a brand new body when I leave this world that'll never hurt again.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Mommy got the word, Dad, he buy a whole case of that power drink that boosts the vitamins and minerals and stuff.
Protein.
She drank 3 a day, and she got down to 2 a day. She got down to 1 a day, and she got down to where she wouldn't even drink them, and she was a skeleton laying there.
Mm.
She went into a coma. I don't know how long, a day or two. She was out for a long time. All of a sudden, they had a hospital bed moved into Dad's house, and Mary helped my daddy take care of my mommy. And all of a sudden, we were there around her bed. And she come to and her eyes popped open. She said, who is playing that beautiful music?
Mom.
Praise be to God.
I looked at Mommy. I said, Mommy, I said, ain't nobody playing any beautiful music. I don't hear it. She said, honey, she said, I have heard the prettiest music all day long.
Praise God.
I went outside to make sure, and they wouldn't, no neighbors playing any music whatsoever. And I come in, I say, Mommy, I said, "They ain't nobody playing any music anywhere around here." She said, "Honey, I know what I heard." She went out again into a coma. I don't know how long it was. And we was there again by her bedside. She come to again and she looked at Dad and me. She said, "Who is playing that beautiful music?" I said, "Mommy, honest, I said, they ain't nobody playing it." She said, "Honey, I've heard it all day long." Before she died, hours before she died, all of a sudden, I think she had, if I remember, I got a video of it, and she had tissue in her hand like this. She come to and she began to sing. "I don't feel at home in this world anymore. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore."
It's real.
And it wasn't long, I was there and watched the light leave my mother's eyes. Took her last breath. Guess where she's at?
Yes.
In a place with no pain.
No pain.
You'll have your suffering. You'll have your trials.
Yes.
But let it be here. And not in eternity. Stick your hand. I feel the Lord in the house.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Precious Jesus. Precious
Jesus.
Oh, precious Jesus. How many's got loved ones over there?
Yes.
Companions already over there. Oh, God, it's real.
Thank you.
Listen, heaven, little buddy, heaven is just a breath away.
Breath away.
Paul said to depart, the Apostle Paul that wrote 13 books of our New Testament, he said to depart from my body and to be present with Christ is far better. Praise be to the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God is so good, so good.
Amen.
I worked with a Methodist minister up there at the plant. Brother Jerry was his name. He pastored a church. Before he ever came to the plant, Brother George, he worked on the EMS squad. He was part of the 911 crew. When they got calls, they'd go into people's homes and stuff. He said he got a call one time and said he went in there, and this lady, she was up in her 90s. Very sick. He said we loaded her up. So he said that was the sweetest grandma he said I've ever talked to in my life in her 90s. Said they had the most pleasant smile. And said, on the way there, he said, I sat beside of her bed right there in the back of that ambulance. And he said, she looked at me and said, "Sonny, Sonny, do you hear that?"
"You hear that?"
Jerry said, "Why, no, ma'am, I don't hear anything." She said, "It's the prettiest singing and the music I've ever heard."
Oh, Lord.
I don't know about you, but I want to go.
I want to go.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
When they got to the hospital, listen to this. And they got that gurney, and my wheels on and everything, and pulled her out. He said, as they were going through, getting ready to go through those big glass doors into the ER, she looked at him one more time. She said, "I still hear it." Said, "It's the prettiest singing and the music that I've ever heard." And Brother Jerry told me, he said, when we shut her through those glass doors, she gave her last breath.
Wow.
Lord, have mercy, this thing's real.
Yes.
It's real.
I want to serve him.
Yes. Yeah.
You're here today by the mercy and the grace of God.
Yes.
You're here because God loves you.
Amen.
Yes.
And you're here today to get hope.
Glory,
and to know that Jesus really cares.
Yes.
And Jesus will answer your prayer. He'll help you.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
One more time. Just give him a wave offering in the house.
Hallelujah. Lord, bless your holy
name.
Amen. Well, it's an important decision for somebody in this house right here today. One of these days, we're going to turn back and remember this moment and say, "Man, I wish I'd have made a different turn." Go ahead, girls. While these kids sing, why don't we stand across this house? And if you feel like coming up here in this altar, I tell you what, I don't think you'd regret it. Amen. Won't you make a turn? Why don't you come to the Lord on a Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon? Praise God. Make a turn to come to this altar and say, "God, I want my life to be different from this moment forward."
Hallelujah. I want to be different from this moment forward. Thank God. I can't turn.
Oh, us, Lord. It's open. Come on, make a turn, make a turn. Just give it to Jesus. You feel like you need to pray. The Spirit is here. He's the only one. He's knocking at your heart's door. He'll help you.